Hey guys, welcome back. I hope you're having a great day. If you're not, I hope it gets better. How have you guys been doing? I'm going to be really honest. Life for me has been very, very unintentionally chaotic for a long, long time. I'm getting through it though. I'm just trying to keep pushing and keep making episodes as much as I can until hopefully I can get on a more consistent schedule. So thank you for your patience and still continuing to listen to past episodes in the meantime. I appreciate it more than you know. Your messages really keep me going. So today we are going to talk about a belief that doesn't serve us, which is that happiness is the end goal. And then we're going to talk about how to replace that belief with one that does serve you. So first, let's start out with defining a few things. So end goal. What is an end goal? When you really think about what an end goal is, it is what you're hoping something will look like at the end of the journey of this project. Whether that be a physical project or an internal project. But why would we want something like happiness to be the goal at the end? Because then it's something that we don't actually enjoy long term because it's the end. So now let's define happiness, which is really difficult because happiness is subjective. What makes me happy isn't necessarily what makes you happy, and neither one is wrong. It depends on you, your beliefs, your desires, your goals. Figuring out how to bring happiness to the now instead of your end goal first requires asking yourself to define what happiness is for you specifically. What does happy mean to you? Is it just the sense of it in general, or does it look like something very specific? Is it the outcome of something? What is the root of it for you? For me, it has meant multiple different things throughout my life. Happiness has at some point meant safety, feeling secure in my home. At times it's meant feeling loved by someone, even if it wasn't a healthy love. And at this season in my life, I feel like happiness means peace of mind. It means feeling grounded and not in chaos. Feeling in tune with myself and having an overall sense of calm every day. And if a problem or chaos were to arise, happiness to me means handling it from that place of calm and with the confidence of knowing that this hard will pass. I have had so much chaos in my life. I mean, all throughout it, but especially lately. And I deeply, deeply need to feel like I'm more in control of what's happening in my life. I'm creating that calm. So, in order to find what my true sense of happiness is though, I had to figure out why all of my false ideas of what happy is are wrong and are not serving me, and where I got them from in order to get rid of them. There are a lot of questions that you are going to have to ask yourself through all of this, and the first few are, what does happiness mean to you currently? And let that answer be not what you think it should be, but truly what first comes to mind. Even if it seems wrong, or if it's not what you want it to be, be really honest with yourself. And then ask yourself, who told you that this was happiness? If your happiness is naturally defined as, for example, getting a 4.0 in school, who told you that this is what should make you happy? A parent? Teacher? And if so, know that this is truly not your definition of happiness. It belongs to someone else. So, what do you do with something that belongs to somebody else? Give it back to them. If you have to, close your eyes and mentally visualize them handing you this definition of happiness and then hand it back to them. Here you go. Not my size, didn't fit, not my color. And walk away. You don't have to wait for their response because it doesn't matter. After finding your answers, finally ask yourself, what do I want happiness to look like for me? This tells you what your true feelings about happiness are and not what someone told you they should be. Okay, so now we know what happiness means for us. Yay, us. Next is getting rid of some of your old mindsets about happiness being your end goal and why it's so bad for you. Constantly living in a state of, oh, I'll be happy when I reach this goal or this weight or this job or I get over this obstacle is not good for anyone's mental health. I'm not saying don't ever strive for something, because we should always, you know, strive for things. Be ambitious. It's important. Definitely important to know what direction you're heading in, right? But in always speaking of how you'll finally be happy when you do this or that, you're subconsciously telling yourself that you're not allowed to be happy yet because you aren't there yet. And in setting your mindset up like that, you're inadvertently delaying your happiness. You're constantly living in an everyday state of, I'm not there yet. I'm not worthy yet. I didn't finish what I told myself I would yet, so can't be happy yet, every single day. There is this phenomenon of it being weird to be okay with where you currently are. Always looking at where you're going. Think about that for a second. You have 24 hours in a day. Think about how many hours of that day do you honestly think about how happy and grateful you are to currently be where you're at, and how much progress you've already made from where you were. And then, how much time a day do you think about where you want to be, that you wish you were further along, feeling shitty or stuck because you aren't where you want to be yet? If you're anything like the rest of us crazy humans in the world, you probably think about the second one a lot more and you don't even realize it. Have you ever made some progress that you were so proud of, but then when you go to show someone, you start by saying something really dismissive about yourself, like, it's not done yet, but this is what it looks like now. Or, it's not perfect, but I did it, I did my best. Or, I still need to do this and this and this to it, but this is what it looks like right now. And you just diminished all the hard work that you've just put into it. And I'm talking to me too, like I do this too. Why can't it just be, I worked really hard for this progress and I'm so proud of it. Take a look. And that's it. No further explanation or downplaying. Are you starting to recognize it in yourself now? If you're feeling like this is resonating for you, that's great, but it cannot stop there. Now that we're looking at the areas that we didn't realize we were doing this in, it is not enough to just realize it, right? We have to figure out how to replace it, or else it's not leaving. It'll creep back in real quick. So now let's figure out, how do I change this thought about happiness being the end goal? First, let's change our words to something different besides end goal, like ultimate goal or my biggest intention or something similar. Just nothing that insinuates that it's going to be something final, it's going to end, or it means to an end, whatever. Words matter. Your words become the house you live in. We need to hold our happiness in habits that are going to inevitably give us a taste of our ultimate goal every single day. I would much rather get a small taste every day and never feel the end goal than to wait forever to get to the end goal and only get one tiny, tiny, tiny taste once. Because again, the end is just that. It's the end. It's over. These habits are shorter term and will give you instant satisfaction instead of delayed. For example, when I was in therapy, I told my therapist how I always gave up on my fitness and weight loss progress because the reward was always so far away and the progress felt so slow. It was something that I was working on, figuring out how to help me, not just in that area, but in other areas of my life that I was struggling with too. So I took my ultimate goal, and you know what? It actually helps so much to even write down and map it out like a path with milestone markers, brainstorming style. So if you want, pause this, pause me, go grab some paper to do this too. Come back, press play. No pressure, you can always rip it up and toss it. And then write down your ultimate goal or what you define as happiness, whatever subject we're talking about here. Okay, so I took my ultimate goal in this situation. I was talking to my therapist about wanting certain things for myself. This one just happened to be like health and fitness, but then giving up when the progress seemed like it was going nowhere and the ultimate goal was so far away. Alright, so my ultimate goal was to reach a healthy weight. I didn't care about a specific number, just a healthy weight, and to feel more comfortable in my clothing, feel more comfortable taking photos so that I don't miss out on being in pictures with my kids, have more energy. The list just goes on and on for why I wanted this. Okay, so now I have my ultimate goal. Now let's work backwards. What's it going to take to get here? So obviously, exercising regularly, eating healthier, and then I thought the mental aspect as well. That's important. Okay, so now I have my ultimate goal, reach a healthy weight, and then I have my three branches off of that, brainstorming style, exercise, healthier eating, working on my mental mindset. Okay, so let's keep working backwards from those. Exercise. So this is where I have that mental block of, I'm doing all this work, but nothing is happening, or it's happening so slow. I realized when I was thinking about this that what I really needed to do, was fall in love with the process. I'm sure that you might have seen that as a quote floating around on Pinterest, fall in love with the process, but it really finally clicked for me what that meant, like duh, just start liking the everyday parts. So I experimented with that for a bit. I asked myself, what do I like about going to the gym or just working out in general? Definitely wasn't sweating. Definitely wasn't being out of breath, feeling like I wanted to throw up. For a while, every time I went to the gym, I would just try to pay super close attention to what my body's natural response to what I didn't like felt like, and what its natural response was to what it did like. Then one day I was driving home, just enjoying my after workout endorphin high. I know you know what I'm talking about. And it hit me. My favorite part of every workout was the endorphin high afterwards. Cool. So now I have my instant gratification that I'm looking for. After that, whenever I worked out, instead of it dragging because all I can think about is how long it's going to take to reach my end goal in months and months and months, I changed my temporary end goal to focusing on getting that endorphin high that day. Every time. Instant gratification. Left the gym feeling like I reached my end goal every single time. And it wasn't so hard for me to want to go. And in staying focused on that, this will eventually help me reach my true end goal, which is getting to a healthier weight. Okay, then I have eating healthier. So if you have ever read Don Miguel's book, The Four Agreements, you will understand what I'm about to reference. But if you haven't, basically he talks about how during our upbringing and childhood, which he refers to as our domestication, we are presented with beliefs and ideas from those that we looked to as authority figures, our leaders, our chiefs. That's how we felt about them. And because we see them this way, we accept the idea as undeniably true, and we form an internal agreement with this idea or belief. So, have you ever, as an adult, thought back to something that you once believed because your parent or your teacher or somebody at your church or something like that told you that it was true? And as an adult, you're like, why the hell did I believe that? Because you developed an internal agreement with it for so long, it became ingrained in you as part of your morality, as part of what you believe. So ingrained that even when you try to get rid of a belief that you no longer you no longer believe in it anymore, you will even likely feel guilty about it. So growing up, we see in the media all of these opinions and ideas about what's healthy and what's not. You may have developed the internal agreement that if you're trying to lose weight, you cannot have even one cookie in a day. You could eat every other meal super, super healthy, and if you have that one cookie, your internal agreement is telling you, this is wrong. You're not serious about getting healthy, because if you were, you wouldn't have had that cookie. Beliefs like that create something super toxic. It creates an all or nothing mindset, which can be cool when you're on the right path and you're sticking to what you're wanting to do. But as soon as you do that one little thing against that agreement, you freaking spiral, feeling like it's all wasted. So you know what? Fuck it. I just ruined all my progress. I'm done. Done. Failed. And then you dive deep into the opposite of what you're wanting to do. So, how if one of my main mile markers on the way to my ultimate goal is eating healthy? What kind of agreement do I need to change in order to get there? And the answer for me is all of my untrue beliefs and agreements about the diet industry, nutrition. So from there, never mind what I was told about one cookie or what TV tells me, I'm going to research food and nutrition and learn about balance so that long term I can eat mostly healthy and then also enjoy foods that I like in a balanced way without feeling restricted. Focusing on those smaller things instead of just the end goal will eventually get me to my end goal. And then last but definitely not least, the mental mindset aspect. I can lose all the weight I want, get as fit as I want, and still mentally be at the weight that I started with, still feeling uncomfortable. So I'd want to really try to tackle any kind of body dysmorphia I may or may not develop along the way. And along with that, I'd want to develop a sense of discipline, because I'm never going to always feel motivated, and I don't want to believe that I should only take action when I am motivated. Okay, so now I want to know what I want to avoid, developing some kind of dysmorphia and relying too hard on feeling motivated. What do I want to avoid that are going to cause those things to happen? So let's work backwards from that. And now I'll ask myself, what is it that causes those things to happen? For the dysmorphia, I'm talking negatively about myself, my body, my progress. Even though it helps no one to do that, right? Doesn't help me, doesn't help anybody else to do that. Why is it that that's always the natural first response? And then for the discipline, for me, I believe that it's allowing myself to overthink too much. I will seriously sit there with great intentions, and then I will start to overthink and completely talk myself out of something great, tell myself why it's not great, tell myself why it's the right thing to do not to do it. Anyone else enable themselves like that? I am a self-enabler for sure. But the first step is at least recognizing when you're doing it, just like with trying to stop enabling someone else. It's about stopping even midway through enabling and asking yourself, is this really in their best interest long term? Or is this me? Is this a me thing? Is this me not being able to stand the thought of this person being unhappy with me, being mad at me in the moment? Even though I know long term that this is going to be bad for them if I enable them. Just like if this were about enabling another person, if you truly love yourself, you'll be okay with hating you or being mad at you in the moment, because later you will thank you. So that's what I'd need to do that for. Not just avoiding talking bad about myself, but making a huge point to talk positively about myself. Even if it feels fake as fuck at first, because I promise it will feel fake at first. But if you ever listened to my first episode called "What Does Loving Yourself Even Mean?" I'm telling you, it's going to be a muscle that you develop over time. and then eventually it's going to come so natural. So if you haven't listened to that one, please do. Okay, so now let's take a step back again, and this time we're going to look at the big picture, according to my map that I just created. In order to reach my end goal, it's not enough just to solely focus on my end goal, my ultimate goal. I need to create the habits for my 3-mile marker, whatever you want to call it, your three main sub goals of focus on the instant gratification of endorphins that I get after a workout, letting go of false agreements about nutrition and foods, educating myself in a non-biased way so that I have better food options, develop a more balanced mindset, and don't guilt myself for having a food that my old agreement told me was bad. And then talking about myself in a more positive light and making sure to avoid an all or nothing mindset. All of these smaller habits and practices will inevitably lead me to feeling like I have a handle on my 3-mile markers, which were exercise, eating healthier, and mental mindset. And these three will lead me straight to my ultimate goal or end goal, whatever you want to call it. In doing this, I really begin to not even think about or care about really even anymore what my end goal is. I'm holding my satisfaction and my focus in my smaller habits that I'm developing, and in turn, I don't have to wait for my happiness. I get my happiness every day in those small goals. This is also the same for other happiness goals, any kind of happiness goals. Map out what's going to make you happy with your 3-mile markers, and then work backwards from those and figure out what you need to do that works for you. Adjust this as often as you need to, depending on what you start learning along the way. You're going to need to adjust. See what works, what doesn't work, and then adjust accordingly. And after a bit, you'll realize that your end goal doesn't even matter because you're already living in your happiness. Something super important to remember about doing this, though, even after feeling like you have a good grip on this and it's really working, you're like, wow, this is what I was missing all along. Please remember that life comes in seasons, not just the four weather seasons, but seasons of your life specifically, internally. You will have hard seasons, and you may lose your momentum. I have lost that momentum. But always try to come back to what felt right. Remember what feels right. Remember what worked. Don't give yourself the unrealistic expectation that you won't go through hard times and harder times after that. And you'll lose some progress. It's okay to focus on other things and come back to this when you're ready. Just because you lose focus in hard times doesn't mean that this failed for you. It just means that the season requires a different focus. And just like the four seasons, this season will come back around. So I'd like to leave you with the thought that inspired this topic. Mr. Paul H. Dunn said, "Happiness is a journey, not a destination. Happiness is to be found along the way, and not at the end of the road, for then the journey is over and it's too late. The time for happiness is today, not tomorrow." That was really thought-provoking for me on how much time I waste asking for tomorrow to give me the gifts that I did nothing to earn today. So I hope you enjoyed today's topic. If you have any thoughts or stories that you'd like to share, please do. Head over to my Instagram page. It's at The Anxious Aquarius. Message me, comment. I'd love to hear your thoughts, or share with me your ultimate goal map if you make one. Send me a pic. But other than that, I hope you have a great week. Until next time, bye.